Hi, this is a dictation for Angelina Lawson, A-N-G-E-L-I-N-A, Angelina Lawson, L-A-W-S-O-N. Date of accident is 12-2022 and date of 9-14-2007. And date of service is 12-22-2022. The patient is here with a chief complaint of having headaches and the right eye. As well as pain in the neck. And pain in the leg. During the allegedly there was a glass which her right eye and scratched her right eye. Three pieces of glass was removed by the hospital emergency room. Now the lights make her dizzy, and front of the head there are three or four scars due to the thing, and small lacerations happen at the time of accident. Patient denies any pain in back, lower back, or anywhere else, other left knee. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient reports that the accident happened on 12-20-2022, around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and there were three people in the car. Her sister was injured. Angelina Lawson's patient herself was a passenger on the rear seat on the right, behind the front seat, and was wearing a seat belt, and their car was Buick LaCrosse at 10 to 20 an hour. The other car, unknown, but it hit the at around 50 to 60 miles. An accident occurred at and Schaefer area, next to the Lodge Freeway on Schaefer Road. And the patient reported that they were traveling northbound Schaefer on when they hit the intersection at James Cowles Cousin, J-A-M-E-S-C-O-U-S-I-N, Corn Street intersection. Other car was going in a wrong direction, and they tried to avoid the head-on collision with the car oncoming to their side on a wrong side. And the other car swerved to the right to hit them, their car on the driver's side in a T-bone fashion. The guy was drunk and he put in jail. So after that, the father of this patient, who was the driver, went to the other car to ask for driver license and information. The other driver pulled out a gun to shoot at them. And so this father ran back to the car, asked the girls to lie down in the car, and he started shooting himself also. He also had a gun. And the other guy who hit got paralyzed with the gun injury. He was hospitalized. And three to six bullets hit him on either side. The windshield was broken. and the windshield was completely broken. Drive window is broken. Passenger side window is broken during this gunshot episode and also due to that. The other driver was put in jail. However, the injuries were not major. The patient did not go to the... In the injuries, patient report that she hit the seat in front and also the armrest. Right knee hit into the seat. And hit into the front and then also headrest into the back two times, but there was no trauma to the chest, pelvic or abdomen, no trauma to the hips, no trauma to the elbow, shoulder, hands, no trauma to the right hip or right knee, ankle and feet. Only injury was to the left knee and head injury, possibly some neck injury. The patient was taken to the Sinai Grace Hospital by ambulance, where she was there for 4 hours. The minor lacerations were not sutured. They were just cleaned and left alone. And no x-rays or CT scan was done. No eye drops were given. No physical therapy has been given. No treatment has begun at all. And they are here to for patient. History of the presenting illness is as follows. Patient reports of ongoing headaches that are now severe, 6 to 7. So 1 to 10, they are sharp. And they are present every day, and they are occupying the front and the back of the head with mild, they're mild, sensitive to the light. And associated factors are no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or additional symptom of TBI. When she wakes up, she experiences dizziness, but no vertigo. She experiences confusion, lack of focus, nightmares, fearful of the event, and blurred vision on the right eye due to the glass lodging into the eye. And she's walking on a crutches. And there is no loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. There is no seizures, loss of memory. There is no forgetfulness or disorientation, no loss of concentration, no incontinence of the urine bowel, no nausea and vomiting, no seizures or sleep. And patient has no spots in the vision or vision field. In addition, patient reports lightheadedness, anxiety, depression, and panic, but denies any saddle anesthesia or sleep disturbance. She denies any numbness or any shooting pain on the extremities. She's limping a little bit on the left ankle due to the pain in the left ankle and the left knee. And she has a difficult time going up and down. The major pain is in the left knee, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. She has no pain, tummy pain, no pain, and no middle back, neck pain, or lower back pain at this time. Over these pains that she is describing are several times a day, and they are described as stabbing, and they are moderate, severe, 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, 5 to 7, and ADL at 5. Pain is improved. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by coughing and sneezing and improved by sitting and lying down. She can walk with crutches to almost like around the house, but not long distance. She can sit okay. She can stand up to 10 minutes, sleep for 3 to 4 hours. She reports of having bad dreams and panic. She is riding a car. She reports a muscle weakness of the left leg, and she reports of some numbness and tingling around the knee area only, not the whole leg. No shooting pain or radiation. So far, treatment has been begun. No chiropractor, physical therapy, or any medications or injections. System review, patient reports the following positive symptoms. In neurological, positive for neck pain, injury, dizziness, weakness, and in psychiatric, depression and anxiety. And surgical history, none. The family history is remarkable. Mother and father have no medical problems. Siblings, 4 sisters with no medical problems. Relationship status. Patient is single and lives with mom. Current employment, patient is going to 10th grade school, and she is attending the school and has not taken any day off since the day of accident. And the school is off until January 4th anyway, so she is going, attending the school with no issues. No disability has been filed. Patient has JC Auto Law as the attorney. And a personal history patient does not drink, does not use smoke or use any recreational drugs. She also reports no suicidal thought, homicidal thoughts, or self-harm. However, she has issues with the food, depression, anxiety, and concentration at this time. Regarding the ADL, patient reports sleep and ability to concentrate are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And she reports that the walking and standing and running are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 among the ADL. Examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 1 over 91, pulse is 54, pulse ox is 98. The height is 5'2". And weight 110, temperature 97. The patient is a 15-year-old African-American girl or a mixed race. And she's alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably. And patient is good built and well-nourished, and hydration is good. The patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces. The patient does not does have good demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive devices. The patient is limping due to the severe pain in the left ankle and left knee, and there are small cuts in the forehead. That has now in the forehead area, four of them small scars are there for the accident time of injury, and they are healing very well without any infection. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination, which is completely normal. Skeleton examination is also completely normal. Please use the template to put everything normal. The cervical spine range of motions are normal, forward 50, extension 60, side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine range of motion are normal at forward flexion 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation 35. And there are no tenderness and curvature alignment, no scars, nothing. No scoliosis, kyphosis. And all the maneuvers to reproduce the pain are all negative, including the sacroiliac, which is non-tender. And please make sure you use the template so that it can be done correctly. In the extremities, please mention is a positive finding in the left knee and ankle. Other than that, rest of the legs are warm and warm to touch and well perceived with normal and normal contusion, no contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins are identified. Range of motion of all of these other joints except left knee and left ankle are normal. Quick test is negative. Leg length discrepancy is noticed. It is unfortunately patient is limping. She is not using a cane right now, but she has a crutches given to her by the hospital. Examination of the left knee is as follows. On examination, the left knee appears to be slightly swollen, and there are no scars or erythema, and there is a peripetal or tenderness of the medial and lateral collateral ligaments is present. There is no crepitus or popping noise heard on moving the knee. The flexion is 135 degrees. The collateral ligaments, especially the medial collateral, is tender, and legs, it appears that the sprain of the medial collateral ligament. The popliteal area is swollen, and other than that, motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is absent. McMurray sign and style negative. Patellar apprehension was positive. Regarding the left ankle, on there is slight tenderness in the extensor part of the ankle, and tachycardia is slightly tender, and there is slight swelling with no open wounds or fractures, contusion, and no muscle atrophy. Ulcer wound is identified, deviation, no angulation default, and range of motions of the left ankle is completely normal on a passive motion and active motion. All that moving pretty good. Peripheral pulses are pretty good. Diagnosis is like this: V8 9.2 XXT, R26.89, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, F43.20, and S09.0 XA, nerves L79.2, and lower extremity pain in the left is M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. The pain in the left ankle, M25.572. Left foot, M79.672. Plan of care is not to be mentioned in this dictation. The treatment plan is to provide, the goal is to provide adequate pain relief, increase the functional capacity, improve exercise tolerance, and improve the ADLs, increase motor, improve the gait, and spasm and spasticity, improve the depression, anxiety, and try to make her make the patient able to cope well with the current issues. Then rest of them are not needed. Treatment plan is template. Physical therapy is 2 times per week for the left knee and left ankle. Traction massage, aquatherapy training, home exercise, machinery program. And then disability-wise, patient is on a work disability so that she doesn't do any outside work for the timing for a month until her knee and the ankle heals up. Housework replacement is ordered. Transportation is ordered. Medication-wise, no medications are provided except Mobic, which is anti-inflammatory, 7 times a day. Flexeril added for muscle relaxation for her, 10 milligram at night. Acifex is for stomach protection only. No NARA provided. Then non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging record, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered. Surgical options, none. Referral to neuropsych evaluation. The patient is being ordered to go to DMC Hospital, Children Hospital. Pediatric neuropsych evaluation treatment has been ordered. No MRI has been ordered, and no other testing. Attended care caseworker is not warranted. Past medical records, none are available except for the hospital record that are being investigations. No new injury is being ordered. DMEs, patient already has the back, the knee, and she is being provided with the knee. She's advised rest, she has crutches, education, yes. Weight loss program not warranted. Disability is already described. Follow visit in 1 month. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.